Kelman on CliffCentral.com.
Relax, it's flax.
Boom, turn down for what? If you're listening in another country, though, Producer Cat is now going to provide you with an alternative title in another language.
Chaim.
Yes, Kat has been accused of the Egypt Air. Maybe too soon.
Kat, we got a new one. Should we share it?
Oh yeah, let's share it.
Kay, which one, Chomi?
Okay, flax. How would Ifani say it?
Oh, flexichomium. Oh, he doesn't get it.
Flexichomium.
Flexichomium.
It's like flexichomium.
Yeah. That's amazing.
We've been working that on that whole week.
What a good week it's been.
Don't be jealous, Ari.
What happened to my deep house music?
Oh, when it was like a hectic, like...
Bass drop.
When that bass just breaks the speakers.
Okay, hang on.
That you know the club's going to get lit tonight.
Tell everyone the most interesting thing about you while I find it.
I've just recently started shredding. I'm going to gym like twice a day now. I'm starting to get bulky. Arms starting to get a bit bigger. Yeah.
Power.
I'm getting fit.
Is that the most interesting thing about you right now?
I'm getting DAC for VAC.
DAC for VAC. Okay, cool. We have some options. I couldn't find the thing that you wanted. So we have some potential new options to introduce the segment.
Okay.
We have this. I love bad bitches. That's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like you don't seem convinced, bro. We could possibly go with something like this.
Take a look inside. Is my dick in a box?
It's in a box.
I don't know.
Okay, the third one's got to be a winner.
Maybe this.
Cause we be in the club, bottles on deck, and goddammit, I'm feeling myself.
I guess we can do Miley.
You just don't seem convinced on any of these.
I need like a massive bass drop when it just kicks and the club just starts jumping.
Okay, cool. We could possibly do something.
Jeff, turn down for what?
Turn down for what?
Actually, no. I know exactly what we should use every week to introduce Relax
exactly
with Flax.
Exactly what you're going to do.
I don't think you do. Yesterday we celebrated 2 years of the show. Well, we didn't celebrate, we just mentioned it. But right in the beginning, Flax brought on one of the most interesting people I've ever met. She is a South African musician.
That was in the days when we had bottles and models.
Yes.
I would basically bring a model in every week. I would bring a model in every week and we'd discuss how to get hot chicks in the club.
Absolutely. It was a great segment. And one of the stars of that segment, one of the guest stars, was Naomi Das, who had an unbelievable single out at the time. So today we will introduce Relax It's Flax with this.
Focus my stiletto. Kiss my stiletto.
And with that in the background, let's go to the lines. 0861-555-189. What is your comment for Michael Flax?
What's up? How are you, bro?
Flax is my boy.
Oh, are you ready for the weekend?
My boy, we are ready.
What's your plans this weekend? You macking on women?
Boy, we're bringing back some bags. So, you know the app Airbnb, eh? We just picked this house. We got this house we're renting in Sandton. It's got 8 bedrooms. We're inviting a whole bunch of bays. It's going to be lit.
Yes. 8 bedrooms.
8 bedrooms. And I don't know the guest list. We're probably going to have to cut off some people.
But you must get like a bouncer at the door. Turn it into a club.
Yeah, geez, like, but what's your update this weekend?
Oh, tonight I got the house to myself. So
I've
got this whole night planned. I'm going to play FIFA. I'm going to enter a FIFA tournament at 6. I'm going to play this tournament till I get kicked out. And then I'm probably going to play some GTA. I'm going to order a pizza. And then I'm going to go get Moki Lane later on.
All right, I've got 2 questions for you, right?
Yeah, go for them.
Okay, what's your favorite pizza? Number one.
I like chicken and mushroom.
That's mine, bro.
Oh, what's up?
What's up?
Oh, wow.
Right.
What's the second
question? What team do you use when you're playing FIFA, bro?
Oh, Chelsea and you?
Chelsea FC, that's mine, bro.
Oh, what's up? love.
What's up?
Thanks, bro. Sweet man, have a sick weekend.
Let me just introduce you to my friend Derek.
Ah.
What up?
What's up?
Cheers, boys. Enjoy your
cheers, time. Cheers, cheers.
Peace out. Okay, it's William, right?
William.
That's William.
I love him.
Producer Kat, that could be a potential match for you. William sounds
like
fun.
Yeah, bless her. It's bedroom in Canton. Oh, I need to call William. Blesser.
Just hit redial.
William, can you please be my bless? I need a white blesser, William, please. I will even make a baby with you. Please, William. Don't tell O'Neill outside there.
Okay.
Don't tell O'Neill I'm going to have a white blesser.
What? You bring O'Neill into every single conversation from O'Neill and Cliff Central.
Me and O'Neill are together. He just doesn't know it.
So ask O'Neill how he feels
married.
About it.
He's going to buy me the most expensive diamond in Botswana.
Wow.
You know, it's from Botswana.
Sure.
Yeah,
okay.
It's called, I don't remember what it's called, but he made me Google it earlier.
That restraining order that was delivered earlier, was that from O'Neill or someone else?
That was from my mother.
Oh, wow.
0 to 100 real quick.
Sure, that's heavy. Okay, listen, speaking of a 0 to 100 real quick, you would instantly think Drake, but another guy that likes to go 0 to 100 real quick is Kanye West, and he's been in the news recently, Flax.
Like, I'm a big Kanye West fan, but from today, what's the date? The 20th?
Don't.
The 20th of May,
I want you
4:30 p.m.
No. I want you to be so careful, because this is in a podcast that lives forever. I really want you to think about what you're doing.
No, I can always retract the statement.
Okay.
20th of May, 4:30 p.m., I am no longer a fan of Kanye West. I like his sneakers, and I'm a fan of Yeezys and the clothing he produces and the songs he produces. But as a person, I think he is very, very dumb. And can I show you why? He was on Ellen this week, and he played this game. Okay, listen to this. Listen, I hope this plays, eh?
You're breaking my heart, by the way.
Listen to this.
We're going to play a game, and it's called 5-Second Rule. So here's the thing, Kanye. We have 5 seconds. Remember that. 5 seconds to have 3 answers within 5 seconds. And then you hit the thing afterwards. I'm going to do it first so you know how fast 5 seconds goes.
Okay, so that's pretty self-explanatory. Mm. You got 5 seconds, list 3 things, and touch the button.
Okay.
All right. Goes fast. Go.
Okay, Ellen, tell us 3 things you shave or wax.
Your legs, your arms, your back.
All right. All right, Kanye, give us 3 things that are hairy. Balls, balls, balls.
Balls, balls, balls?
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe.
Three balls.
Three sets of balls. Okay, maybe... Not sure if I explained the rules properly, so...
Okay, now, do you remember the rules, Aria?
Yeah, 5 seconds, 3 answers.
Okay.
Three different things, and balls maybe could have counted for
3 different balls.
No. All right. Give him that point, and he'll learn. Okay.
Okay, Ellen, name 3 ways to surprise your spouse.
You get a string orchestra, you rent out a stadium, and you... All right, we know when time is up. Okay. You don't need to.
Okay,
give him a hard one.
Name 3 things that get you in trouble with your spouse.
The internet.
Once again, it's name 3 things.
Yeah, okay, but Flax, T's and C's apply, and in this case, Kanye would be exempt from it.
Let's continue with this debauchery. Is the word debauchery?
Debauchery.
Debauchery. Debauchery,
yeah. I didn't get that one?
No.
Okay.
But we all had so many ideas in our heads. All right, go ahead.
Okay, Ellen, name 3 things you always forget.
This kind of question.
Yeah. Yeah, name 3 things you do when no one is looking.
Smile.
Once again, name 3 things.
Oh, come on, Flax. Go easy on the guy.
You even want to hear the rest. It just gets worse and worse and worse.
3 things.
Ellen, name 3 reasons why you'd be in handcuffs.
Because I want to, because I don't want to, and because I'm the wrong person.
Yeah.
Don't ask me that.
Okay.
Please.
No, no, you got a new question. You got another question. You got another one. Yeah, name three things in your bedside table.
Mac charger, phone charger, Rolex.
There you go. You did it.
Finally, like, on the last round, he gets
but
it.
But why are you hating on Kanye because of this?
The very last round, he gets it. He just acts so dumb.
Nah, but he's the prophet, bro.
And, like, before that on the Ellen show, he goes on, like, on one of those tyrants where he just starts preaching to the world how he can save it and blah, 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 blah. Kanye this, Kanye that.
I haven't seen the full interview yet, but I did read that he...
It's, like, cringeworthy.
He said he was having a conversation with Barack Obama and Leonardo DiCaprio. And Leonardo DiCaprio was going off about one of his, you know, save the world rants, which were very important. And Kanye started speaking about, you know, that he wants to change the clothing that he was wearing at the time. I can tell you that in my book, Kanye can do absolutely, unless he goes and kills 500 people in the most violent way possible for no reason, Kanye can do no wrong in my book. I think he is a creative icon and genius.
Shit, let's take it one step further. Did you hear what Ninja was saying about Kanye West?
No, Ninja from the Antwoord.
Yeah, from the Antwoord. Actually, someone sent me the audio. Why can't I find it now? Oh, yeah. So, apparently, Kanye is crazy. I was speaking about it on Gareth's show this morning, but I finally managed to get the audio. Listen to this.
Did they tell you what happened afterwards with Kanye?
No. With who? Kanye West?
Yeah. He said, yo, and text, you know, like, I'm in the studio, pull around. So I go to his fucking house.
Where did you live?
In some, like, fancy white area, like, mega white. It's, like, the biggest house on the block right at the end, like, the biggest, dopest house at the end of the street. This Kanye's house is ill fucking house. And I'm about to pull in, but then all check, like, the security guard is all, he's white. Like, all, how dope is this? All Kanye's whole staff is white.
No.
It's so dope. No Mexicans, no, just... fucking white. And I go in, whatever, and then this Kanye was, like, pacing on the lawn, speaking on the phone. Then I went and, like, I was, like, just chilling here, and I was trying to work it out, because, you know, Kanye's fucking weird. Like, I was trying to work out, like, Niggas in Paris is, like, and, like, Mercy, and all those, some of those tracks are, like, the sickest fucking shit ever. But then
like, it's all going smooth now? Wait till it escalates 0 to 100.
This is Ninja from Diandra. Yeah. To Yolandi.
Yes.
It's stupid as shit. So I was trying to work, like, when I was speaking to him, I was thinking, like, how does him stick to the songs? I was, like, super, like, fascinated or something, right? Like, the first thing, he was telling me something that he has, like, he like, loses his shit sometimes and he takes pills because he, like, freaks out. So I was, like, what do you mean? Like, he says sometimes if he doesn't take pills, he's, like, loses his shit and screams. I was, like,
so
that's fucking... What pills?
So is he like mental?
Yeah, kind of. And I was like, that's so dope. And suddenly it started to kind of make sense. And I was like, why don't we fuck with the tune where you like use your shit? That's fucking sick. And then his computer open and I was talking. And as I got to the part, I had this idea for a track. And as I was about to say the shit about the track, Kanye just like turns away and like switches on a fucking bum, like an ass sex video, like anal sex video. And I was like... And then
like on him, or just like
no,
a random
anal sex video. Like I'm about to say, but it, no, it wasn't right. So he's, and then Kanye said, why is this guy's whole, is he putting his whole ass in her hand in her ass with his dick? And I was just like,
okay. He's sitting next to Kanye West. You want to pitch him a song idea? He turns his screen around, and there's some dude's hand and penis in a girl's bum. That is weird. That is not natural conversation between man and man. That is not a constant flow of conversation.
You know, as hard
you
as...
You try to explain what Kanye was thinking then.
As hard as it is for me to stick by this, I stick by what I said 5 minutes ago, that he is a creative genius. And his work speaks for itself. Maybe it's, you know, inspired by Pornhub and the extreme BDSM section of it, but... He's in his own lane.
Let's see if you feel the same by the end of this clip when you find out more about him.
And then he said, and then I was just like, and then he turned back to me and he said, yo, sorry, what were you saying? Anyway, as I'm about to start talking about the trap again, Kanye's like, do you like banana pudding? Do you like banana pudding? I'm like,
what?
Do I like banana pudding? And I don't know. I was like, Like it's just being white. I don't know, because I don't know if pudding is dessert, if it's the same shit, if it means like banana pudding. Like, he's just watching this bum sex video, then he turned around and I'm just talking and he's like, I don't know, dude. So I was just like,
And then he
said, your wife made some banana pudding. So I went into Kanye's house to eat banana pudding that Kim Kardashian made. So it was, we were all in the kitchen and like...
So it was like a real banana
pudding. It was quite nice. But it was just... And then we all had banana pudding and then kind of got all like... I didn't know what to say anymore and I just kind of... I washed everyone's dishes. I just washed the dishes.
Shit got so awkward. Wow. He decided to wash the dishes.
But wait. These people are so cooked as it is,
They are so cooked, and they think Kanye is even more cooked than them.
Dude, it's just a part of me that I hold true that this guy is cool.
The level of awkwardness that needs to be in a room for you to decide to do somebody else's dishes.
But I do feel... But artists are never people that are particularly boxable.
Oh, that is the weirdest. After listening to Ellen today, De Unford talking about Kanye.
You're just not there for Kanye.
I am done with you, Kanye.
Okay.
I'll still wear your shoes and if you ever...
Well, if you're done with him, you can't engage in anything to do with
him. I'm done with a part of him.
Maybe those Yeezys were inspired by that porn video. You don't know.
This is so... I don't even know. Did I say anything else weird about it?
Nice. You know, I just wanted to... I felt bad just leaving my banana pudding plate out.
Let me see him a bit forward.
And then... Yeah, so...
Listen to this.
This guy sounds like he was trying to say something. I don't know.
I blocked his number afterwards because...
blocked his number.
That's a dumb thing.
I know you're very confused and you need to take a minute to think about this.
No, I think that I have a lesser respect for De Unford.
No!
Well, I really do.
They just told it like it is. This is going viral at the moment.
They're just attention seeking people.
I can't wait to hear what Kanye's got to say about this. This is definitely going to be.
No, you're done with Kanye, which means you shouldn't want to wait to.
Maybe I'll even unfollow Kanye on Twitter.
Ooh, that's going to make such a difference.
make like a bold statement.
Okay, we need to shift gears. You're frustrating me on a Friday by denying Kanye's brilliance. Kanye 2020.
Should we go to World's Oldest Woman?
Yeah, tell me, because this is apparently gross.
Okay, so the world's oldest woman is now 116.
Jeez.
And she says the reason she's lived so long is because of her diet.
Yeah.
From age 20, when she was diagnosed with anemia, she started having one raw egg a day. And then some raw minced meat. And that is her key to living so long. There's such weird things that make you live long. Like, remember on a couple relaxes flaxes ago? We did that story where that old woman, she drank, I think it was a beer a day. And that's how she said she got to live for so long. And there was that one where she said she smoked a box of cigarettes a day.
That was a dumb one, though.
Yeah, but maybe the bad stuff is keeping us alive.
I don't think so. I would kind of argue in the lane of science and what they've proven. Raw minced meat, I've never eaten, to my knowledge.
I think you get like worms or something from eating raw minced meat.
Yeah, that's just gross. I don't know. I mean, a raw egg, I've never tried, but I do know people that have raw eggs and they're okay.
I think I have raw eggs in my protein shake after gym.
Okay. Well, what do you think?
Like, I'm sure there's, like, raw egg in a protein shake. No,
unless you put a raw egg into a protein shake.
I think you can, but that protein shake already rips my stomach to shreds.
I know.
Okay.
So, are you going to follow this diet? Are you going to start eating raw minced meat and
I think we should start eating raw eggs. I don't think anything's bad with it. I think when we cook things, that's when we kill the nutrients.
So, next week, could we do something where you try and eat as many raw eggs as possible?
If we have, like... A nutritionist on the show, and she says that's safe to eat, and you eat it.
Well, yeah, let me give producer Kat another note. And by the way, these may or may not happen because I've asked for many things on this segment before. Although you did deliver a couple of weeks ago with Tatum Keshwa. We never got the puppies, though.
We were also supposed to tour South Africa in a taxi.
Oh, no, she went on a tour of South Africa last week. So that's
not that worked out. Yeah, I'm going back.
With Mikasa.
Shout out to Mikasa.
She took your suggestion and really ran with it.
First of all...
Sorry,
I did try the puppy thing.
Oh, you got to turn down your monitors there, Kat.
I'm very far away from the mic, and there's a zebra on the
mic. Okay. So you make us suffer then because you think you're right.
I tried the puppy thing.
Yeah.
But it didn't really work. The lady was like, no, we only bring the big ones. Everyone just wants puppies. We can only bring the big ones. Like,
everyone wants puppies. They're cute.
And then...
You tried one person.
Well, I don't know where they breed puppies.
Can I just say, Kat is a very, very talented individual, but she will never, ever admit to having done anything wrong, ever.
Oh, look who's talking.
No. I'm the first to admit when I've done something wrong. You...
Ding, ding,
you
ding,
will
ding, ding, ding,
never, ever admit to doing something
round
wrong.
Round one.
Always, I didn't do anything wrong.
You will always give an excuse. So if it's puppies, oh, no, but I this, but I that, but there's no puppies.
Because everything has an excuse.
Okay.
And then now Michael says to me...
By the way, history has proven that that's not true, but okay.
Whatever. Before the show, Michael says to me now he wants tortoises.
Imagine a bunch of little tiny tortoises in studio. And then we see how far they move throughout the whole of Relax's Flax.
No.
I think it's cool.
I think that's really, really dope.
And we can attach like a GoPro in the room and then we can play it and fast forward and like see these little things move tiny bits.
I think that could be really, really cool.
That's a horrible idea. You guys are like dumb and dumber.
Well, when Flax and I worked at the Jewish community radio station.
This is not high FM here.
When we did, didn't we put snakes and spiders on you?
Yes, you did.
Yeah.
I think it was like my first week working there, you put a stripper on me. I think my second week working there, you put snakes and spiders.
With strippers, eh?
No, we didn't. There's even photos on Facebook, I think, of Flax with spiders
this
and
this is not the tarantula. Animal show. There will be no live anything.
Okay, but please, can you not?
Studio.
No, but I want livestock next week.
What about a lion?
Sorry?
A lion cub.
Once we had a cheetah on Gareth's show.
Yeah. In fact, didn't you come and take a picture with that cheetah, Kat?
Yes, I did.
So why don't you put it onto your show?
Hi.
Let's have like a lion, a mad male
I'll
lion
tell you
with
what,
a mane.
The challenge is, before June is up, some form of live animal.
That can kill us. Let's make this dangerous.
Well, I mean, that's a bit of a stretch, but some form of live animal. So if it's a spider, a snake, a tortoise, a rabbit, a bunny... A puppy, whatever it is, that'd be cool. And then the other request was because we got distracted.
I was just about to say, if we fill up this room with bunnies, we can make it like that bunny island for a day.
I don't want
to
clean up all the bunny shit though.
Okay. Yeah, exactly.
But we can get some form of livestock. But there was something I wanted to ask you now just before. What were we talking
AKA,
about?
AKA to get AKA in
no,
studio.
No, we've been trying. What was it? Shit, I'm gonna have to listen to the podcast. I've clean forgot.
Wait, what were you thinking?
Oh yes, we wanted you to have the raw eggs.
Oh yes.
Okay. So, I know what Kat's going to say. Budget. I'll pay for the raw eggs, and then let's see if we can...
You want Mike to eat raw eggs?
Raw eggs we can do, yeah.
Liquid chicken.
Yeah.
Liquid chicken.
Oh, good luck.
You sure?
Yeah.
Mike, I think you might throw up.
Is this like that song, 1-4-1?
I don't know.
Mike, I think you should rather try the cinnamon thing.
No, that cinnamon
eggs.
Like dries out your mouth. That cinnamon horrible. Challenge.
Yeah, raw eggs is going to make you projectile vomit.
To-do list, raw eggs and animals. Okay.
So next week Friday, you're going to eat raw eggs?
Or the animals.
Or like a lion or tiger.
I'll bring, how about a chicken, and then the chicken can lay the egg, and then you can crack the egg open and eat it.
Yeah, that's killing two birds
with one
stone.
How are
you going to
make the chicken lay the egg?
When do chickens lay eggs?
Well,
when they're pregnant.
I don't think you can force
chickens
it.
Chickens don't get pregnant.
I don't think you can say chicken lay the egg and it comes out.
You can just kick it.
Cool. Okay. I'm better than continuing this conversation. I do not... You cannot kick a chicken and get... Oh, my... We definitely won't have Grant Nash on when you decide to execute that one. Or any animal rights activist. Kick a chicken and the egg comes out. Oh, my word.
Ooh, talking about animals. They came out with this mad invention. Now, I like inventions like... Maybe like... That help man and stuff. But this helps animals. And I think it's... genius.
Mm.
So you know in America they sell the beers in like cans of six with that like sort of plastic around the rims to hold the beers together. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, yeah.
And it goes into the ocean and then dolphins get their, a beak? What is it?
No, I don't think so.
What is a dolphin head? Like what is it called?
It's dolphin head.
What the hell is it called?
Snout.
Is it snout? No. No. It's not a snout.
I wish you wouldn't expose our lack of intelligence.
Kat,
like
can we get
everyone.
Michelle on the line? She owns... Well, she works at an aquarium.
Who's
in
Michelle?
Michelle, she works at an aquarium in Cape Town.
Okay.
If I send you a number, Kat, will you get her on the line? Katleho?
Sorry, Sheila's just talking to me. Adolfo,
wait, no, when you're done.
Whenever you're ready. No. We're almost out of time.
We're not going to call Michelle. We'll just Google Michelle. What a dolphin's nose
we'll
is called.
We'll get Michelle at the beginning of next week.
Okay, so anyway.
A lot of things to do next week.
The dolphin gets its nose stuck in here and it basically suffocates to death. So someone's created one that's biodegradable. So it's actually made of stuff that animals, that sea creatures can eat. So if someone throws this into the ocean and pollutes the ocean, the sea animals can actually eat it and it biodegrades. How genius is that?
That's very, very cool.
It's obviously made of, like, I don't even care if it's made of fish food. Like, it's a genius idea.
That's very cool.
I
like
dig
that.
It.
All right, Flax, we've got time for one more story, bro. What is it called? A dolphin's...
A rostrum or a snout?
Ah, snout. There, I knew
rostrum,
it.
Snout.
Yeah, okay.
Do you know what day it is today?
Friday?
No.
20th it's, of May?
Do you know what international day it is?
No.
It's, International Send a Nude Day.
Huh.
So all over the world, people are sending each other nude photos today.
Hang on. Producer Cat, breaking news?
It was yesterday.
Was it yesterday?
You don't listen to the show, brother. Worldwide trending.
Okay.
Ari, send me news. I send him nudes.
No. I mean, that's not what we discussed.
Ari sent O'Neill news.
That's, no.
Who sent O'Neill?
Again, we bring O'Neill into the conversation.
O'Neill.
My bae.
O'Neill's going to start leaving straight after the show.
No, he won't. He loves me too much.
What do you love most about O'Neill?
His muscles.
What do you think he loves most about you?
My stalkerish ways.
Can't we call O'Neill to the window, Mike?
Yeah, we can. I think he's listening to something else, but O'Neill, we could get him.
Ask Pashida to call him.
You could also maybe produce the show and ask Pashida. Oh, there we go. Hang on, we're going to get O'Neill to the window.
How much time do
I have
left?
Tell you about the dinner he's cooking for me tonight.
You better give your Twitter information and stuff in like the space of 5 seconds. Flax.
Okay, you can follow me on Twitter at Michael Flax, MichaelFlax. Follow me on Snapchat. I'm going to be Snapchatting my weekend. I'm going away to a surprise destination. Snapchat Mike Flax, MikeFlax. Add me on Instagram. Hit follow and go like my Facebook page, Michael Flax.
That's it. So from next week, we're going to introduce the O'Neillometer, which is how many times can Katleo organically bring O'Neill into a conversation. Today in Relax with Flax, she somehow, even though we've hardly spoken to her, managed to bring him into the conversation twice. O'Neill, you may have missed it. Kat just said that she likes your...
Mike asked me what I like most about O'Neill. I said his muscles.
Okay. And then you said that
he's cooking you dinner tonight. Is this true?
Let's have a look at it. It's activating the mic.
I didn't know I was cooking you dinner tonight.
He's lying. We just had this conversation outside now.
But then again, I always find out a lot of things like this.
Is it true that you are going to give her children?
Yeah, I've got some kids, so I'll just drop her off my house.
Are you planning?
Is that what she mentioned?
She said there's a massive ring you told her to go Google.
Yes, I told her about this diamond, this Lucara diamond.
But apparently you're giving it to her.
Listen, I said to her, I would only bring it to her if she can book Prince for me.
Prince?
Like,
yeah,
hello?
The artist.
Like, well, who says that?
That could be arranged. No, but very seriously, is there something going on here?
Yes.
There's obviously an in-studio
romance.
Oh, yeah,
just tell them. You don't have to hide
listen,
it anymore.
I don't like talking about her obsession of me, so... But yeah, she is quite obsessed with me.
Like,
I find like all kinds of random shit. Like when I wake up, in my my trash can is filled with her nudes that I've rejected.
Wow.
Yeah, like every day I just delete Kat's nudes.
Huh.
Guys, me and O'Neill are together, even though he won't admit it. It's because he doesn't want the papers to write about it, and he doesn't want his other bitches to find out.
She's the only one who doesn't know that we are not in a relationship.
Guys, we are together, and the wedding will be soon with my diamond ring from Botswana.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That he's going to buy for me.
Oh, that is too funny.
That is that's something. I don't know if it's that funny, but it's something. Okay, that's it for this week's edition of Relax It's Flax. Dude, thank you very much.
But you can get every edition of Relax It's Flax. You go to Kelman on Cliff Central, and then just on the side there by the right, you'll see it says Relax It's Flax. You click it, or I'll do? I'll tweet out the link to all the Relax It's Flaxes later. So go follow me on Twitter at Michael Flax.
Power, there you go. Flax, have a dope weekend.
You too. Kelman on CliffCentral.com.